What are the top three mistakes to avoid when you invest in an Airbnb? In order to have the best investment possible, you need to make sure that you avoid those three traps. The first one is make sure that you buy a property knowing what the current and future risk of Airbnbs are in a particular zoning. In other words, you need to make sure that the property you buy or the property you rent to sublease it is in a zoning where you actually can do Airbnb legally 365 days a year. This is something I always insist on, that you don't have any limitation to do Airbnb in the zoning where you want to buy a place or rent and sublease. This is very important, and there are plenty of those. You just need to know how to find those particular properties. The second big mistake is not being able to predict the profit accurately. And this is something is dear to my heart because I've developed a calculator to be able to predict what the future profitability is going to be for a property before buying it. And make sure that you don't do that mistake to just buy a place not knowing with confidence what profit you're going to have. And the third key mistakes that you need to avoid is spending too much time doing it, especially managing properties. Once you have an Airbnb, that may be tempting to communicate with the guest, answer all of their crazy questions at times and requests. Sometimes they may want you to be a concierge so you can schedule everything for them. And yes, there are many guests also like this. Or you may be tempting to do the cleaning yourself so that you can save some money. Please don't do it. Don't spend too much time. Outsource. Have a team. Make sure that you are as efficient as possible.